Wait, are we starting?
Yes.
Shut up, Jackson.
Jackson, it's got to be a genuine phone. Opening.
Okay.
Get off your phone.
We could pick this up at any time. You know, Danon does that sometimes. I was editing Ant-Man, and he started it off when I was yelling at you guys. He just kept that in. Like I'm just an asshole or something.
No. We have cold opens, but he likes to include the part where we think about cold opens.
We're like, so what do we want to do today, guys?
I think the funniest part is we need a zinger, and then one of you says something up. Okay, we're back. but we need a good one for this one, because it's a... We did the first two.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, and we don't want it to be misconstrued that we dislike it.
We should preface that we were supposed to do this episode a month ago.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, first of all.
Happy Valentine. Guys, who are your Valentines? Dan, and go first.
My Valentine's is the guy who played Christian Grey. What about you, Camden?
St. Valentine.
What about you, Jackson?
Preferably
something funnier than St. Valentine's.
Okay.
The guy who plays Superman and Superman and Lois, who was in this movie for 2 minutes.
Also.
What?
Yes.
Yes. I saw this
Did
character.
Did I look away at that time?
No, maybe. We'll jump into this because we need to talk about it. Welcome back to Roomies Talking Movies. This week, we're going to be talking about 50 Shades Freed. And all I can say is I feel like we are actually finally free from this franchise. That thing isn't down. I f***ed it up.
No, you're going to restart because that's just embarrassing.
Like, if this were a job and we were, like, employing you, you'd be fired right now.
Okay.
Well, you're
lucky.
It is, yeah.
First of all,
it is.
For some of us more than others.
For some of us more than others.
I think in the order we're sitting in, kind of sequentially.
I give this podcast my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, Jackson, I want you to know that after 100 episodes, I can confidently say and this isn't me doing like the, I have the most, I put the most into this in terms of finishing it all.
Sure.
What do you mean? How many episodes have you edited just on a number scale?
Almost all of them.
I think that's right. He's edited pretty much all of our episodes. That's why they're so nicely done.
If you go back.
Anytime, if you notice there's like a choppy cut, that's when Danon goes back and tries to make it better, but he really doesn't know what he's doing.
Re-edits.
Yeah, if you ever like don't notice an edit, but you're like, oh, that might've been an edit. That was me. If you ever notice an edit, that's so Danon.
If you're ever listening and you're like, oh, this is a good put together podcast, that was Jackson the whole time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Even for a split second, if it's not, that was me. I somehow got to
Even
that point.
Even if you're like, was that a cut? That was Danon, for that sure. Was
me. If you have to
for
think sure. about it.
Right. Yeah.
So do I have to redo the opening or can we just go into this episode?
I'd like you to redo the opening.
50 Shades of Grey constantly makes you ask, is this porn 50 Shades darker? Made you realize, now this is porn, and 50 Shades Freed made you know.
This
I don't want to watch this porn anymore.
This is porn. But no uncensored version this time.
No, it was just all nipple.
Personally, I was bummed about.
You were bummed that there was no censored version?
I was bummed that it was actually all nipple.
What? Welcome back to the all nipple cut of Roomies Talking Movies. I'm your host. I'm your host, Danon. And joining me today, as always, are my two co-hosts because there's nothing I could relate to you guys to this movie without it being directly.
I would like you to try.
Okay.
Who's Christian Grey?
don't ask me that. Don't ask me who's my Anastasian, who's my Christian.
Tell me. Out of us two, who's who? Jackson, who would you like?
Welcome back to Roomies Talking Movies.
I'm your host. Part of this.
I'm your host, Danon, and joining me today, as always, is my Anastasia Camden.
Hey.
Oh, God.
And my Christian Grey himself, Jackson.
Hey, guys.
It's no, like he's here.
The way that he went, oh, God, was very Christian Grey. And then he went, hey, guys.
Hey, guys, it's me, Christian Grey.
Hey, Christian Grey. I'm rich.
Oh, my God. Christian Grey?
Have a Rolls Royce, Danon.
Eat this Rolls Royce.
Eat this Rolls Royce. I brought you one.
We're here this week to finally put an end to the 50 Shades franchise. We're a little late on this one, but I think we needed those extra weeks just to mentally prepare for this one. Because without jumping into it, because we have heaping piles of movie news and information to get through first, but this is the worst one by far. Which is saying something, because the first two movies weren't great. But we'll jump into 50 Shades Freed after we jump into our famous segments, because I have to change the name every week.
This time is just sequels, though. Yeah. So this week it should just be
it's
S.
Just S.
You really messed up. Can you change the title on there, actually?
Oh, okay.
Just for everyone's updates, yeah. Danon is changing the script and now just says S. Perfect. Thank
Welcome back to our famous segment, S. So this week we have some sequels.
Can it just be S to whatever power of how many we have okay. that week? So this one is okay. just S to the first power.
So every week I have to do a different
just,
math problem?
Just S.
Yeah. Yeah. Every week you got to make it a new equation.
If it's S squared, S's. It's like kind of an intermediate. And then if it's S cubed, it's a...
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll put a whole math problem up on the script. So you guys have to solve and go, oh, we're just doing this.
The quadratic formula. Yeah. And we're like, two S's.
Okay. Welcome back to S to the first power. We got sequels. Poltergeist is reportedly getting a reboot by Amazon Studios after the MGM buyout, which is... but yeah, I mean, Amazon Studios is, I don't think they've made a bad product yet, have they?
Well, let's not say that, because I'm sure they've
Amazon
made a
Basics
bad product.
Is like,
The Boys, I hate The Boys.
You hate The Boys?
Oh my God, yeah,
hate that one too.
Why would they ever make anything?
Not against Amazon Studios, I'm against Prime Video though.
Oh, the streaming service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, like, that's also like the service where we watched this movie, so yeah, I can see why you're against it.
Yeah. Well,
that wasn't the reason, but I appreciate the input, guys.
It was $15 on YouTube to rent.
Well, why didn't we rent it on YouTube? Maybe we could have got the uncensored version. Maybe we could have seen more. We could have seen more.
Okay, we're going to get to the movie when we get the movie.
I still have my number one complaint about this movie that I've had from the last two.
Perfect. There's also a new season of Beavis and Butthead, which premieres on 420, which I think is very clever, especially for the show.
Yeah, that's like...
The weed
That's
number.
Comical.
Yeah.
That's when but I see it? That, I'm like, oh my God, they're funny.
Yeah.
And then I watch the show. I don't watch the show.
But is it too on the nose?
But is it too funny?
I was holding my breath that whole time.
Because you were like,
well, I was waiting for Jackson to finish. I didn't want to lose my thought. I got to hold my breath.
But is it too funny? But that's what we got for S to the first power. Let's jump into our news with first one. Everything Everywhere All at Once is now the most awarded movie ever, with 158 awards, beating out The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the previous title holder, which had 101 awards. And this is before the Oscars.
Yeah, that's a lot of awards.
That's a lot of
and
awards.
That's like a lot more awards than the previous.
Yeah, I was going to say that's about a 50% increase right there.
Yeah,
Cameron.
I don't think
it was. Wow, thanks, Jackson.
Well,
yeah.
That was pretty good,
yeah.
Jackson.
On the fly.
He's
too.
A math guy.
Thank you.
Math
guy. Yeah.
But that I fairly deserved. Yeah, this movie was awesome.
It was a good movie. Mm-hmm. I can't help but think that there's probably been more awards added since The Lord of the Rings.
We have
Return
to keep that
King.
In mind also.
So like the award inflation, like are we accounting for that?
The economy is in
yeah,
shambles.
The awards economy is just because it doesn't mean as much since
well,
there's more.
You know how like Avatar... It's like, it was like when Endgame was trying to beat it, it was like, right, it's adjusted for inflation. Have we adjusted for award inflation?
That's a
you
good
know,
point.
That's a new issue that we have.
Because maybe it's 300. Because maybe
so
they're just
look
giving
up
them
the
out.
Percentage.
I'm not.
How many total awards ever there are that this movie could have gotten?
Yeah. Exactly. No, that would be like, what percentage of all awards possible
actually,
did you get?
Actually, Lord of the Rings had a 85% win rate, while Everything Everywhere All at Once only had an 82. So it's really like. But we'll
no,
see
that's,
with the Oscars.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it might get to 160, or probably much more than that, because it
was
nominated.
What if we made
like,
an award,
category.
And then would that count?
No.
Could we be like, best 2022 movie
we like
award?
This one.
Yeah.
This one gets a Dream Horse in our eyes.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Dream Horse Award.
The Dream Horse Honorary Award.
The Dream Horse Equestrian Award.
Great.
Jackson, get this. You know that Spotify AI DJ thing? You haven't heard of it?
I have not heard of
okay,
it.
Okay, so it's this like AI DJ that like talks to you. His name is Xavier.
Okay.
And he's like a radio host kind of. So he'll like be like, these next four songs are from a vibe that you used to listen to back in 2018 or whatever. And like he like tells you like personalized music and he plays songs that are like for you. I was listening to him the other day and he goes, all right, it's time for a vibe. And that vibe is Equestrian.
Did he play? Did he follow that up
horse
with horse music? Was it?
I skipped all of them immediately. Another fun one he did was he played Fergalicious, and then he went, "I can tell you got a thing for pop recently, so let's keep it going with some Fergie." And then he played Fergalicious again.
Well, I don't know what you're complaining about. That's the perfect DJ.
Yeah,
in my mind,
that's what I would expect.
Timing. I mean, it's there. Like he's got it down.
I just think that like if the DJ can tell that I like a song and they choose to only play that song for the rest of the night, that's a good DJ. I'm going to tip them a lot. Yeah,
it's like, thank you. I'm enjoying this, clearly.
We got a new Disney Plus series called, get this, Renovations. It's so good.
Hold on, let me show you the poster.
Oh my God. If you haven't figured out from the title, this show will follow Jeremy Renner doing home renovations.
This show feels like almost morbid now.
It's called Renovations. Accident.
Am I the only one who feels that way?
No, I think
like I'm gonna watch this show and be like, oh.
I think this is. He's like, I'm never gonna get hit by a snowplow. That's when he had
working legs. We don't even know what the damage is.
Yeah, he's still probably in rehab with his body.
Scary stuff. Do you really have to worry about that when they have this show confirmed?
Yeah.
I think it's called Renovations. Are you even worried for the man?
No, I'm sure he's gonna live.
We don't know the extent of how much his...
I really don't know.
Fair point. But Renovations coming out April 14th.
Right.
We're going to be watching all of it.
You know, Jackson,
I don't think I'm going to watch
the recent
but it's
movie,
a solid name.
You know, Jackson, with all the recent movie cancellations of Star Wars, Disney's CEO Bob Iger has stated, I'm going to do my Bob Iger impression. We're going to make sure when we make one that it's the right one. And so we're being very careful.
It sounded like a really old macho man.
Is that not Bob Iger?
I'm going to snap you into a Slim Jim. But I like how this quote this makes people either oh, we're in good hands. Or someone goes, what does that sentence mean?
No, this means that they have no idea what they're doing. And they go, it's going to be good.
Listen, when a movie gets made, Baby Yoda's going to be in it.
Yeah, they're looking through the lore and they're like, where can we pull out a main character Jedi that won't piss people off?
We need the Glupshitto of all Glupshittos.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because so many people have complained about it for so long that if only we had this established timeline that we can refer back to and just pull those characters and make them. And then what they did right when they made the sequel series is just make all of that not canon. Mm-hmm. So they can't go, oh, what if Luke had a daughter? He did.
And it's even funnier to me because Kathleen Kennedy has gone on record saying, it's harder for us with Star Wars as compared to Marvel or DC because they just have so much reference material and source material that they can refer back to. You had it. You had the material and you went, but we don't need it.
I think she made that noise too.
Jackson,
no matter how far you get away in the room, you're going to get picked up on the microphone.
Jackson walked all the way across the room to cough.
He tucked his head in the corner of the room.
I think it would have been just as effective if you muted his mic.
Yeah, he should have just told me to mute.
My bad. Signal. Sorry. I'll know better for next time.
Jackson, go, I'm about to cough, Danon. I don't want to interrupt the podcast. Cut us off.
Danon, you shut the fuck up. I'm about to cough. Can you please mute me?
Oh, okay. Wait. Okay. Okay. Speaking of trombone, in terms of Marvel, Bob Iger also stated, I'll do my best, Bob Iger, try to match Camden. It's about how often we go back to the well with certain characters. Sequels typically work well for us. Do you need a third or a fourth? Now, I didn't end the quote in the script because I forgot to put an end quotation mark. So technically the rest of the script is what Bob Iger said.
Oh my God.
But I think especially that part is after the effects of Thor, Love and Thunder, and Ant-Man Quantumania.
Sure.
It's like, maybe you don't need a third or fourth. No one asked you to make the third or fourth.
Interesting, though, because trilogies are a thing.
Yes.
It's not like people are like, oh my God, can we stop making trilogies?
Oh my God,
Maybe we don't need four, reasonable.
Yeah.
I'm going to be entirely honest. Please. After watching 50 Shades Freed, I think they should stop making trilogies.
I think they should stop making movies.
Yeah, they should make two trilogies. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, we need another one. Another one. I want to see more Christian Grey.
Speaking of seeing people.
What is that?
What?
Speaking of seeing people.
Well, we were waiting for you to do a transition. But
okay, I can do a transition.
Right, let's hear it then.
Okay.
You know that show?
What? Mm-hmm.
Daredevil Born Again.
Oh, that show.
Oh,
yeah,
that show.
Yeah.
John Bernthal is officially returning as the Punisher show.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, police officers.
Thanks, police officers. But
you remember that bit, Jackson?
I do, okay, actually.
Cool. That's Sorry. Cool. They got him back. Everyone's back, right, Camden?
I know. I hope I hope they have him do his famous bit.
What? No, hold on. Before we do that amazing transition I set up, Jackson, where the hell are you going with this?
You know where he goes, wait. No, wait. You know?
Are you referring to his bit of the one time where he was screaming his entire family's going to die?
Yeah. They should do that exact in the MCU.
I love that
they
scene.
They should do that again. It was a pretty funny scene.
Dan, you mentioned something there where you were like, it's really cool that all the Daredevil actors are coming back.
I think I mentioned something like that.
I have really bad news.
What?
The official Karen Page and Foggy Nelson actors, those of which being Eldon Henson and Deborah Ann Wolfe, are reportedly not returning for Daredevil Born Again.
Jackson, can I meet you in the corner of the room real quick?
Yeah.
Just real quick. I'll
just chill here. Can I do a solo podcast?
Yeah, for half a second.
Whatever
Jackson,
I want to talk about.
Can I talk to you in the corner of the room for a second?
Today we're going to be talking about the aerodynamics of planes. I've always been really interested in planes ever since I was a little boy.
I can't do it anymore.
From the age of 12 years old.
I can't do it anymore.
It's okay. I know
you missed. We just got him back.
I really only got to talk about planes for like a minute there. Like, that was nothing.
Danon's very upset.
I heard. I'm sure everyone heard.
I sat on my headphones.
It's not my problem.
The MCU is officially creating its first official superhero who will be a Native American hero called Gahori. She will appear in What If, an episode that asks that the Tesseract fell to Earth and landed in the Sovereign Haudenosaunee. I messed it up and I gave myself...
Haudenosaunee.
Thank you. I gave myself the breakdown of it and I still donked it up. but that's before the colonization of America. Now, before I move on, let me show you this image that they released.
He pulled up the image for renovations.
Jump scare. Did you hear Danon said, Marvel is officially creating its first official superhero? Yes, he didn't say original.
Original!
No.
Wait, isn't... Oh, wait.
Oh, I've seen this. Yeah, she looks cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Apparently she's going to have Tesseract powers.
That's awesome.
Tesseract powers?
I like the design.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because
go back to the news bit though.
Yeah, buddy.
Technically, if we're speaking on a technical level,
technically,
this wouldn't be their first original like superhero, right? Because we have like that Gore's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
there
technically?
Was someone else too? I think. Right?
Yeah, but that's also not a superhero. That's just a character.
No, there was one.
She
was one
fought alongside Thor in the last
one that
scene
we talked about in that one movie with that one thing.
With that one thing. Okay,
I think it might have been Spider-Man.
Oh, Ned having magic powers?
No, there was some character, maybe it was a show or something. I remember we've had this conversation before where we were like, this is their first original like MCU superhero.
Well, it's
maybe
it's Kaori.
All right, well, I don't believe you.
Gotcha. I'll believe you.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sheep.
You know who else is a sheep? Ezra Miller. Ezra Miller will be doing, quote, limited press for the upcoming Flash film with stars Michael Shannon, Michael Keaton, two Michaels, gotta have the two Michaels, and Ben Affleck will be doing most of the promotions.
Now, that's a weird group, right?
It's also weird grammar, but we'll move past it.
Yeah.
First of all, where's Supergirl?
This
is the first movie of Supergirl. Wouldn't you want her in every single interview going like, isn't it cool that you're playing this character?
Who's Michael Shannon playing?
He's Zod.
Oh.
One strike towards that movie, because that kind of means he's the big bad guy, right?
Probably. Yeah. Why is it limited press? Is it like...
Well, Jackson, if you recall, there were many instances in which Ezra Miller had some oopsies.
The state of Hawaii?
Right. I get that, but I'm just saying, like...
Why, any press at all?
Well, the limited press, I'm 1,000% sure, is like the Warner Brothers, like, we hope you're excited for the film.
Yeah, I don't think
we
any
think you're
going
to really enjoy it, kind of thing.
So they're just trying to keep Ezra Miller out of the public eye as much
probably,
as possible?
Probably.
Anything that isn't scripted.
Well, I think that they're going to keep Ezra Miller as the Flash after this movie. I think they have such a banging movie that they're more confident that once the movie comes out, people will be willing to forget.
Yeah.
And kind of more willing to accept him as like the DC use Flash.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any other reason why they would include him in press or anything, or include them in press, for things like that. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. I'm just kind of, what is Ben Affleck going to talk about? He's probably in the movie for 10 minutes. Yeah,
he's going to be like, oh, I'm so excited to show you guys this movie. I'm Batman in this movie, as you know.
This is my last appearance as Batman ever. It was just a minute.
This is my last appearance as the actor Ben Affleck.
What? What? Kills himself on screen.
Oh my God. In the movie.
I didn't make the movie.
Yeah, that's, and all they're going to ask is, Ben, what's it like to step into the role of Batman one more time? Oh, it's great. And then they'll be like, Michael Keaton, what's it like to return as the role of Batman? Oh, it's great. Michael Shannon, what was it like to return as Zod? I have no idea how these movies work, but they gave me a lot of money. And I was like, I know how to play Zod. I did it before. What do you feel about the situation of Henry Cavill in the DCU? I don't know what that means.
Speaking about the situation with Henry Cavill in the DCU, James Gunn is officially set to direct Superman Legacy. It very closely relates to Henry Cavill, as you can tell.
I hope Henry Cavill's in this
Superman
one.
Legacy.
I hope he plays his dad, and so he dies. Either the one who has a heart attack, or the one where he's like, "We'll save you, son," and then he gets sent off of Krypton and explodes, so he can't return. And they're like, "Oh,
man,
there's no way he's coming back." But that's—I mean, now it's official that he's writing and directing, which I think this is going to be the most interesting one to see because he has James Gunn definitely has like a style. So I'm interested to see how he will taper that towards Superman, because Superman's like the true red, white, and blue, just like I eat apple pie for breakfast. He's 300 pounds in James Gunn's version. He's very he's very diabetic. But I'm interested to see how he makes Superman his version of Superman.
Speaking of trailers, we have some trailers.
First one we got is the Super Mario Bros. Official final trailer.
Oh my God.
This is good.
Does this trailer make me excited to see the movie?
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, the way you phrased it was a little confusing.
I thought you were asking us.
Oh my God. Does this trailer make me excited to see the movie?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know either.
I was expressing that it does.
It looks pretty good. All the articles that people are putting out are like, this is the movie where Mario becomes Super Mario.
What does that mean?
No. They're right, because when he's in New York, he's just Mario.
But when he comes to
but when he goes to the Mushroom Kingdom, does drugs, he's Super Mario. Yep.
Yeah.
You think at the end of the movie, like after he like defeats Bowser, Peach is going to be like, "You're Super Mario."
Yes, 100%. And then at some point, he'll be called Super Mario. But it won't be a big deal.
No, it's definitely going to be like, what are you, some kind of Super Mario? And he goes, what? That doesn't even make sense.
I think he's going to have a more Mario voice by the end of the movie.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be a situation where they switch voice actors halfway through.
Really?
He comes out of a chemical plant and he goes, this is a crazy situation. And then you go, oh, that's the Mario voice. He's doing it now.
No, I just think this is like more of an origin story than we were expecting.
A more origin story?
A Mario origin story.
A more Mario...
Mario origin story.
Thank you.
There we go.
I found it funny that they released this trailer on Mario Day.
Instead of
in
the movie?
Japan.
Oh.
So for us, it was March 9th. I got to watch this trailer on March 9th as Miyamoto was like, happy March 10th, everyone, except for some people in certain countries. And I was like, aw.
Oh, he's talking about me.
I guess that's kind of what it's like for every other country with every other thing, though, when you think about it.
We're releasing it on this day, and they go, that means the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Like,
what are you talking about? Donkey Kong can do power-ups.
I was like, what? How have we never gotten a game where he can do that?
That's the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that happen, was just like, they need
that's
to have a video
what
game
came to the writer's mind. And then, like,
I saw him
hold that we want to see.
Exactly. And then I saw him hold the fire flower. I was like, how are they going to make him change? Because, you know, Mario gets the clothing change. They change his tie.
And his fur.
Oh, yeah.
His fur was red.
Like,
and then his hands and tips
white
were white.
Fur.
His hands and tips were, of course. It's genius.
It wasn't just the tie, right?
The tie change. It was genius.
Dude, I saw
I've
the tie, all right? I didn't analyze this trailer frame by frame. I just looked at it and I was like, that was
cool. Brown gorilla, and he turned to a giant red and white gorilla.
That's just not true.
I don't know if he turned red. I know he had white on him. I don't remember the red
Why
part.
Are you making...
No, go ahead and look it up. Jackson, let's talk about this next trailer while we wait.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Why?
Wait.
Why?
Because I
no,
found
this
it.
Is stupid.
I found it. He's red. He's red.
That just looks like really intense light on brown fur.
No, he's literally red. He's the same color as his red letters in his tie.
What?
She thought I said, looks like really intense light on. And she said, close your eyes, clear your mind. Well, that's what I look like. What?
You didn't even say Siri. It's red.
No, yeah.
But that's red. He's red and white.
Okay.
Teach their own.
Okay. I don't. I'm not.
I just disagree.
I'm not going to argue.
It just, I don't know if I would consider it red as much as I would. Like, he's like a. Like, I. Like red pandas, sure, they're like red. You know what I mean?
But by name
they're like brown
look.
Orange. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's like an they're orangish like, brown. Orange. That's not really like a red.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that on Twitter right there. Look at that. Click that. No, on Twitter. On Twitter. I know that that's like a fan art thing right there or something.
That's
like
for someone like super, edited it. Someone edited that's, the Super Smash red. Brothers thing.
That's red.
That is red.
That's red.
But that's not that's what he looks like.
Red. But look at the trailer.
The fuck? It's exact the lighting. Same thing.
You know, Danon, when we see the movie, we might believe you.
When you see the trailer, you can believe me because he's running okay. the trailer.
I just don't play the actual trailer. Though.
Why?
Because there's a lot of lighting happening here. He's holding an orange fireball that clearly gives off some colored light.
You're going to make me play the... Okay.
Yeah,
just mute it so that it doesn't...
No, let's just have everyone hear it. How about that?
No, everyone's getting included in this.
There
it
is.
You just found it.
You just found it. You went past it.
Red! Red!
All right, that is pretty red.
That is pretty red.
I hate you both. You made me re-look up the trailer.
Jackson, is that not what we've been saying the entire damn time?
He's yeah.
been red.
He's
trailer.
Been red, yeah. Like,
you're so annoying.
Danon, why did you disagree with us?
You made us look up that
oh
whole
my
trailer.
Jesus. Jackson.
Let's talk about Ghosted.
Ooh.
Oh my God, there's a ghost.
No, you just
Jackson,
got ghosted.
We're in a romantic situationship. I stopped texting you.
Ooh,
oh my God, ghosted. There's a ghost.
Ghosted follows Chris. I hate you, Jackson. Ghosted follows Chris Evans
as Captain America.
As Captain America. Ghosted follows Chris Evans as he falls in love with Anna de Armas' character, Chloe. I don't remember their names. Anyways, he's trying to text her after their amazing date, but she's leaving him on unread. What's going on about that? But he knows that she's got a business trip in London. So he's going to London to find her. Turns out she's in the CIA. What?
Keep going. So no. I was just adding a reaction.
Oh, okay. And then Chris Evans and Anna de Armas got to find their way out of the world.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be pretty easy. You just take a plane out of London. Like, it's not like you're
right.
barred from leaving.
In the 90s, it's a little more difficult because you have to, like, go to the airport, look at what
yeah,
flights are departing.
Customs
is right.
impossible.
But nowadays, like, each airline has its own app.
Expedia.
You could so many
yeah, you could find a flight really quickly.
Jackson, find me a flight to Cancun right now.
I got you.
Jackson,
under $200 round trip.
I don't... Okay.
Book my
Doesn't matter
trip.
When I go. I just want round trip, under 200, Cancun, find me a good date. Danon, what did you think about this trailer? Well, I put him on the mission and he's doing it, so...
It seems fun. I'm happy to see these characters in comedic roles again. I think it's funny because they had such great chemistry in Knives Out that they're like, let's just make them a couple in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Russo brothers do this one?
I think we probably would have been like, no, we know better.
Top Gun Maverick, the producers.
Top Gun Maverick and Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Hopefully it's not like Red Notice. Because remember,
I don't
think
it will be.
That was Deadpool.
I think... Well, let's talk about that. There's different classifications of actors, right? Mm-hmm. And like how famous they are. Like I'd say like Chris Evans is like similar level of fame as like the Red Notice actors,
mm-hmm.
but they're cheesier in my opinion. Chris yeah. Evans can star in a movie like this, but if this movie was starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Gal Gadot, I would hate it. But because they're actual respectable actors, I'm like, oh man, this looks like a decent movie.
Yeah.
Crazy how that works.
Why do you hate Gal Gadot?
Because she has no range.
Yeah. What's mm-hmm. your range?
E flat to C sharp.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can you sing that part?
Yeah, I got it. Jackson, how's that flight tracker going?
There's none under $200.
What's your closest you're getting me?
$500.
Oh my God.
Jackson, you failed the admission.
What are you doing?
And it's only for one day. You're only going to Cancun for one day.
I guess we proved it is hard to find flights.
Well,
it's hard to find cheap flights.
Yeah, I guess right. that's the thing. Like, they're like, oh, we could
well,
fly
not
out.
Rich.
They're like, we could fly out tomorrow. And he's like, but it's so expensive. When's the cheap flight?
Like, I just paid off my credit card bill.
Three
and,
days.
Like, I got my mortgage
coming up. We can run from this spy agency for 3 days.
Yeah.
Now we got our final one, and there's a little bit of mayhem going on with these mutants. Is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which seems to be a new iteration of the characters. I found our third film to take inspiration from Into the Spider-Verse, but then make it its own anyways. It was, what was the first one? Mitchell's versus the Machines.
Yeah.
Which was Sony, so I mean, that technically doesn't count. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. And now, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. It's a cartoon, but they drew it so it looks like a comic book. This looks fun. And this cast is freaking stacked.
Oh, yeah.
Can you wrap it, Jackson?
I got you.
Thank you. I pulled them up the lyrics.
Here we go. It's the lean green ninja team. On the scene, cool teens doing ninja things. Yep. So extreme, out of the sewer like laser beams. Get rocked with the shell shock pizza kings. Hold on, I gotta match right with the beat. Can't stop these radical dudes. This secret loser needs to show us a few. Emerge from the shadows to make their moves. The good guys win and the bad guys lose.
I want you to know that was the greatest moment of my entire life.
Yeah, you're welcome. I so badly wish we were recording video.
That was so good, Jackson.
The way Jackson, thank you hopped thank in you there.
Jackson, I need you to know I'm going to cut that snippet out, send it to Camden, and he's going to have something posted for the episode. I don't know. That was so good.
Thank you.
Because you did not know that. But you made it work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you somehow found the rhythm at the end also.
Yeah, he's like, that wait, hang on, I gotta hop in with the song.
Oh my God. And you waited for the beat chains? Mm-hmm. Oh.
I didn't even know there was a beat change.
I didn't either, I'm going to be honest. I was kind of just waiting for like it to cycle back.
That's called
the art
intuition
of freestyle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Back to
the trailer. it looks good.
It looks really good.
They brought like actual kids to voice act this movie.
Some of them sound younger than others, which I also like.
That's perfect cool move. If you're gonna bring child actors, don't have them act, have them voice act. It's genius.
I think that's actually a good point, because I think when you put a kid in front of a camera, it's way less natural for them. I think they like get really nervous. But like a kid in a booth, that just reminds me of like how kids are just like, oh yeah, I'll talk to whoever. You know, kids are like very outgoing.
That reminds me of all the kids I had around the block.
All the kids
up
I would bring
we
in my
booth
and
then
I would
talk
to them.
Yeah, and there'd be a microphone.
They put a microphone in front of us and they were like,
do lines.
Say these words.
Wrap this Ninja Turtle rap. We did a little PTSD jokes,
Jackson. Wait a minute.
But this movie looks great. Insane cast. We got John Cena. I could stop there, but we're going to keep going. Jackie Chan is Splinter. We got Seth Rogen. We got Paul Rudd. We got Maya Rudolph. We got Giancarlo Esposito.
Post Malone.
Oh, my
Post
God.
Malone.
Ice Cube.
We were kind of... Oh, Ice Cube is good. Ice Cube. I'm really interested to see how Post Malone sounds in a movie.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
And I know I might get some backlash from this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the trend of animation going away from like the Pixar 3D animated and like into this like Spider-Verse type animation. Don't like how they're all doing it the same though. You know what I mean? I feel like there's very little variation in how they're doing it. I kind of would like to see like I don't want to just fall into the same rut where the next 10 years this is the animation style. You know
this
what I mean?
This is so much better.
Sure it is, but if we get it for 10 years we might not think so.
What if it was dedicated exclusively to the Spider-Verse movies, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies and Puss in Boots?
Then I'm fine with it.
Right?
That's good. Cuz that's not an oversaturation.
Yeah, that's
I'm
good.
Saying like I'm worried once Disney
Oh,
starts
I'm
this
scared Disney's gonna
going
to get their
to
hands on it.
They already kind of started with Turning Red and Pixar. They had like a couple like anime-ish moments, you know. I think that was them dipping their toes in the water.
My favorite part was when Donatello got stabbed in the leg.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad favorite part to
have.
Yeah,
that's really morbid.
What do you get joy in seeing others in pain?
Yes.
Oh. All right.
It's really
speaking about
scary
taking pleasure
in pain.
Actually, that's a good segue, but I wanted to cycle back to something, Dan. You said Post Malone's never been in a movie before, but he was in the introduction for Spider-Verse. He was singing the song.
I feel like he was in the Emoji Movie. I have no proof. I just feel like he was.
I mean, Patrick Stewart was in that. I feel like they could get Post Malone.
Let's look at Post Malone on IMDb while we get into our sexiest movie of the summer.
Speaking of getting into it, let's talk about 50 Shades Freed. Now, we're going to go full spoilers. This movie came out over 5 years ago.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So you had time to watch it.
You had so much time.
Happy anniversary, 50 Shades Freed. We're going to jump into the plot. Now, Jackson, this might be a questionable choice of mine. Could you give me a brief plot summary?
I can indeed. So, do you guys remember from the second movie, I think, where Anastasia's boss, Mr. Hyde, was evil. I don't remember the second movie.
Yeah, he tried to rape her, right?
Yeah.
Pretty evil. He was evil. He's back and doing bad things, but also Anastasia and Christian Grey got married. So they're like, oh, we're happily married. And then Mr. Hyde's like, no, you aren't.
And that's so the true. Movie.
So true.
Now we don't need to waste our time with characters.
Yeah.
Because there's only two. Plus Mr. Hyde. Plot. There's Anastasia Knight.
I think so.
But now it's Anastasia Gray.
No, it's Anastasia Steele. You doofball.
You idiot. Why didn't you?
You should know
that?
These characters. Hey, if you watched the movie.
If you call me a doofball again, I'm going to lose it. Anyway, so we have Anastasia Steele, which I was right the first time on, and Christian Grey. Those are our two main characters. Yep. They throw everyone back in this movie. Could not tell you their names.
Mm-hmm. They pull out plots and then they don't finish them at all. They're like,
well, they pull out plots and they kind of just go, okay, that's our life. And you're like, what
happens now? But let's, before we jump into what doesn't, which is 95% of what this review is going to be, let's jump into what works about this movie. There's some landscape shots that look very good.
They had some good actor choice and a couple of the actors they brought in here and there. I'm mainly talking about how they brought in Superman from Superman and Lois before he was in Superman and Lois.
He was an author.
Yeah, he was just an author. And I saw it and I immediately messaged Jane. I was like, holy shit. Superman.
I wish he was in the movie because he's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably would have made this movie better.
If he was Christian Grey, this movie would have been like
you wouldn't S-tier. Like Superman and Lois though.
Yeah, because then you'd be like, why is Superman so sexy?
Mm-hmm. No, I would because then I can like I feel like I'd have a new understanding.
Oh wow.
I think you had a sexual awakening from this film.
And only if Superman was the right actor. Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. What works? What works?
We both listed something that works. What's your work?
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to prompt something to come to my mind.
Just say buzzwords until you think of something.
Sure, man. Just
ice cream.
What?
That actually happened in the movie.
Well, they didn't eat ice cream. I'm sure they.
What do you mean they didn't eat ice cream?
They ate ice cream.
Well, yeah, just off each other.
Okay.
And there was a moment before that where she was eating it in the kitchen.
Glass
so.
Butthole. What? I'm giving you buzzwords. Try to think of something positive.
Okay.
Handcuffs.
That.
Jackson, you're not thinking of a good thing.
Attempted murder.
Attempted. A kidnap storyline that was thrown in the last 20 minutes.
I have to say it's not necessarily what works. I'm gonna put it in here though because I want to.
Because
how many plot lines they put in this movie? I'm impressed. They fit like five different things going on.
Let's do the sentence game where we're just gonna go down the row. And then we'll loop back until we run out of plot lines that they do. So we have Anna and Christian figuring out how to be married.
Okay. Obvious one. Anna almost gets kidnapped.
That's two.
I guess it's like an overarching one of the evil boss.
Another plot line. Christian's brother is suspected of cheating on his girlfriend. That was a weird plot line.
I don't even remember that one. But
oh, four. They get a house.
Five, she's pregnant.
God, let me think.
I got more.
I got more.
Oh, six. Her friend gets kidnapped.
Yes.
Seven. There's like funds and information stolen from Gray Corporation.
Eight. He might have gotten and had sex with the woman who abused him earlier in the first movie.
Nine. She went to the judge's place to see Mr. Hyde get bail. I didn't understand that part and why she,
there was one more that I feel like we're forgetting.
Her book did very well. The one that you picked up for Superman. Oh. It did incredibly well for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's more?
Can you mute me? I'm gonna cough.
Oh.
another one. People were jealous of her for she had to prove herself in her new job because people thought it was just because of her husband. We're up to 10. We're up to 10.
There's so many like just dumb little side thing. I don't think we need to continue.
It didn't feel like they picked a plot line and then built upon it. It felt like they picked a plot line and then jumped to different ones and never really resolved.
And then each one. No, no, no. That's the thing is they resolved each one with sex.
Well, yeah.
Every single one was just right. Like,
but
that's how you do it.
We didn't
in the
even
real
talk
world.
About the car chase.
Oh,
that's
car
my
chase.
Favorite scene.
It was a car chase.
That,
some
that's
these
what
are
works.
Related, but they feel so disjointed.
It's just so funny because this is a movie about sex, and then you get no. Not only do you get a car chase, but immediately after the car chase is over, you get sex in a parking lot, and you're like, this is peak fiction,
which also amounts to 20 seconds of sex. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like they cut away. They were done, which is like a really weird.
They do it so often. You got to figure.
I mean, Christian's
like, can we just.
You know, they even say that in the movie when she gets pregnant. She's like, we have sex a lot. That's how babies are made. Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? No way.
I was like, I'm not ready for this kind of information. I just saw a boob in this movie.
Oh, I remember the line I cringed at. I don't remember what he says, but I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
It was when he was like, do you love me? And then that whole interaction, I like laughed at. I forgot we would have to go back and watch. I don't want to go back and watch
we're
it.
We're not going back
but
and watching.
They said something where I was like, what? Do you have any quotes from this movie, Jackson?
I have a few. We got to jump into what doesn't work.
We'll finish what doesn't work. I have a few that I typed out.
We got some quotes that we'll end it on, but.
What doesn't work is the movie. We don't, there's not, like, yeah. What are we specifically going to talk about? We just talked about how there were 10 different coinciding plot lines.
I think what really made it distracting was that it's so weird because they're all good actors in anything else. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a deliberate choice, but no one is good at acting in these movies. Except for Superman.
Except for Superman. Because
he was in it
two
for
minutes
a minute.
Maybe it would take away from the sex.
Yeah.
But I'm being serious. Like,
but it doesn't seem like they're into each other
so
when they're sexing half the time.
Who went and saw these movies in theaters? Who the f***?
Do you want an answer?
Yep.
Dan.
Me. My seat was wet. No. Oh. No. Like, 30 to 50-year-old women/wives/moms.
That's probably an accurate like.
And one 17-year-old who snuck in.
Whoa! I wonder who that could be.
And shut up.
What doesn't work? How you know, like it's really frustrating when all the problems in a movie could be solved if a character just did something slightly differently.
Yeah.
Like if Anastasia said, Mr. Hyde got out of jail on bond. Then maybe.
This.
Yeah.
What are we.
What are you gawking about, huh? Yeah.
Kevin Jackson's has having an open good. Mouth.
No, keep going, Jackson.
Oh,
please.
Okay. I was just like Anastasia was like $500,000 in bail. He's out. So maybe we should worry about him now. She didn't say shit. Same thing with Christian Grey. If he was like, Mr. Hyde's targeting me.
Wait.
Then maybe.
Yeah.
Anastasia wouldn't have had a knife at her throat, you know?
Like, also, Gray's security team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Multiple points throughout the movie, they're like, we can't find her.
We lost him.
We lost him.
It was really funny when she was like, can you help me in the library? And he walked
like
oh, one room over.
And she ran out.
And she's like,
and he went, she got away.
Got me.
Rapscallion.
And I love how dramatic they were. Like, the guy had like an earpiece and he was like, we can't find her.
Oh. Another thing. So Mr. Hyde took the girl hostage and was like, give me $5 million. You don't call the police. How is he gonna know if she called the police? She could have just called the police. It's not like he was tracking her phone. Yeah. Or,
well, no, he was tracking directly that phone. That was the whole thing.
She could have grabbed
just grabbed
phone.
A second phone.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna
say
like
simple solution.
She wasn't on call with him the whole time. There was if it was only location being tracked, it was just stupid.
Also, she should have told someone at work. Like, she should have, I don't know.
He threw away the phone that he contacted her with, too.
They
so
put,
how was he tracking her?
They put all their thinking power in this movie into the sex scenes and not the parts where, like, thinking actually mattered.
That's what works,
you know?
Though.
Yeah.
If we're being honest.
Let's go back to the sex scene.
If you watch this movie going into it and you're like, I want some sex scenes, I'm sure you're probably happy with this movie, right?
There's like 10 of them.
It was a lot. Like,
this was the most boobage.
For sure, most boobage. What doesn't work for me? Not enough balls.
They
I'm
are
so tired of it.
At this
They've
point.
Never. At one point, I was like, oh my God, we're going to get it. And then he went, I can't. You can't, Christian Grey? You can't have sex, Christian Grey?
Oh, what is so this entire trilogy been about, Christian?
Christian Grey, you can't have sex?
You are the one who has the sex.
You are the one who sex.
Oh, you know, another thing that doesn't work is how they,
the one who sex.
They stop the sex twice.
Talk about like, blue balls.
That was not the point I was getting at. I was making that as a joke, so thank you, Danny. But yeah, they do a couple times where they like start and then she's like, that wasn't love. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm gonna be honest,
too real.
Most of their interactions we see don't look like love. Can we put that out there?
Yeah.
He's got an abuse room. Here's a room.
The red room, abused. Which is nothing like the Black Widow red also, room.
Oh, you know, that's something else I didn't understand. She said her safe word was purple, and then she said red as a
I
safe
have a
word?
Theory. I think she was trying to be hot. I think she was trying to be like purple, almost being like, I don't even have a safe word tonight because our safe word is normally red.
I think that doesn't work with me.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it either because it took me the entire movie to figure it out.
During the whole car chase, I was like, why'd she say
might
purple?
Not be it. But
I thought it was pineapple.
Hey guys, how much do you think this movie cost to make?
Cost to make?
Yes.
Probably. Okay, there was a helicopter, there was a boat, there's a couple of location shots they had to get. The sex scenes probably cost extra.
A couple million dollars.
I'm going to say $80
million. $55 million. Pretty low budget. First of all, really terrible fact. How much do you think, is it Dakota Johnson? Is that Dakota Johnson was paid for this movie.
Is that Christian?
Is it disgusting because it's not a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say
$1
million.
$250,000.
What?
Oh my god!
Guess how much this movie made in profit.
Wait, I'm sorry. Not even
guess
half
how much
a million.
Profit this movie made.
I'm gonna say $200 million.
$320 million of
what?
Profit.
What?
It grossed $370 million, and she was paid $250,000.
How much was Christian Grey paid?
That's a good question.
Because if he got paid, like if they all got paid the same amount, all the
you
actors
know,
got paid.
What's
screwed.
His actor's name?
Just look up the cast.
That's disgusting. Oh that's what God. Doesn't work for me.
You know,
pay your actors
work?
That are literally naked in half the
no,
scenes
I know.
More.
Well, if we look about it like a porno, they're actually getting paid
they
quite a lot.
They were paid $250,000 plus so box office
terrible.
Bonuses.
Oh,
but
okay.
Still.
But that's still like a lot.
I must admit, I think she had a lot more nudity than he did. I think
yeah,
she probably
no.
should have been paid a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely
I
did.
Think she had more lines than he did, too.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they were paid these.
Not only that, but I feel like being in a movie like this kind of stunts your career a bit.
You would be wrong because she's starring in Madam Web.
You think she's out? She's
really?
Not.
Yeah.
She's starring in Madam Web out next year. Don't forget
and
Kraven
the
Hunter
movie,
out
go,
this year.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, I take it back then. I was just like, I was thinking as the movie, I was like, can these guys like really play any roles where people aren't like, that's the guy from 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't think that the guy can, honestly.
Can
I
these
think
guys
he's
just,
very
just
stuck in that role? Can we just see some bone?
Can I watch an hour and 45 minutes of sex? No?
No? Then why am I in the theater?
Why am I in my room on Amazon Prime watching this movie? Let's end this review with some quotes.
With some
I got
quotes.
Some winners. First of all,
I forgot to take quotes.
When You're the when Mr. Hyde comes in, knife to the throat, bodyguard show up, drop the f-ing knife. They subdue him. We need something to restrain him. We have something.
Yeah.
We have something that we could use. And they're like, what? There's no way you have police grade hair. Where did you get those?
You forgot one of the best quotes of the movie, Danon.
I did one quote. What do you mean? I forgot.
Okay,
you call retort. I say one, you say one. What the f*** do you
nah,
mean?
You messed up.
You skipped over because...
You forgot one.
No,
I
no,
said
no.
one.
I should have said you skipped over it because this one happened in the first 2 minutes of the movie. She said, Christian, look around. There's nothing but boobs as far as the
yes.
eye can see. It's boobs in boob land. What does that mean?
That's a good one. I don't know what you're talking about. That's a good one.
Oh, man.
A quote I really liked. Look at this image I found from Hyde's old foster home. Oh, a lot of kids. Same foster home I went to. I think that's what he meant when he sent you that letter that said, you owe me a life because you got adopted and now you're rich. But he got adopted and he didn't. Thank you, Anastasia.
Thank you for clarifying.
I was lost until you explained the reasoning behind it.
some of these sex scenes, they really felt like they were kind of just clinging. They were trying to find a way into them, you know?
Yeah.
One of their ways.
Yeah, one or two ways to get
they were on a plane and she rolled her eyes and he said, "Did you just roll your eyes at me?" And she said, "What are you going to do about it?" And then immediate sex scene right after. Mm-hmm. It was like, that was just not creative.
I want to show you a POV. Let's pretend I'm going to show a little improv situational humor. I'm on the plane with the rest of the friends, but I'm sitting close to that interaction. Could you two be Christian and Anna for a second?
Yeah, I got you. We established in the beginning of this episode that you're Anna and I'm Christian.
I don't want
to
be
You have
Anna.
To roll your eyes.
Okay. Can I get into character?
Okay, yeah, yeah. No, 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 you're good.
Oh my God.
Leave your shirt on.
I'm sorry.
Did you just roll your eyes at me? It's the one in the middle.
What are you going to do about it?
What the f*** is wrong with you guys? We're on a plane.
Sexy.
You don't get it. When this plane lands, we're going straight to the bedroom.
That's great. But like you said that at room volume. Everyone on the plane heard that. Everyone in the cabin heard that. I'm not surprised if the pilot heard that. Have some self-respect, please. Thank you.
What
Did
are you
just roll your eyes at me?
What are you going to do about it?
Go ahead. I have a couple more, but not many.
I'll just start reading out the ones that you sent me and we'll go back and forth because he sent me quite a few.
I only sent like five. There were honestly, you know, there weren't
many zingers.
Yeah, you know, like the one I still can't remember, or I still remember was I don't make love.
I hard.
Like we didn't get any of those in this movie, which kind of sucks. But we did get. I can't believe I shot somebody and shot a dude in a leg. And Christian said, "You should have aimed higher." Christian,
I don't know if she should have.
Christian, that's killing someone.
It wasn't even fully self-defense either.
Want to be honest? When Hyde kicked her in the stomach with his steel-toed boots, and then she woke up 2 days later.
And the baby was fine.
The baby's fine, Anna. The baby's dead. Baby's dead.
Baby is for sure dead.
Baby's fucking 1,000%.
Steel-toed shoes.
He kicked her in the baby area. Not even like stomach where the food is. Like where the fucking baby is held. He's like, baby's fine.
Also like... After she got like beat up and she was like unconscious.
What'd you laugh before that?
Remember she got beat up?
No. Because they took her to the surgery unit. She didn't get surgery.
No, she didn't.
I was like, why did they take her in?
We'll take it from here, Mr. Gray.
We'll take it from here, Mr. Gray. She's going to the surgery. I'm like, what surgery does she need?
She's got to give birth surgery. Right now.
We need to do a C-section.
She's 1 month pregnant. We got to get it out.
Also, like, Christian, we know trauma can build a lot of issues for people. Mm-hmm. He is a complete sociopath.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like full on.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You choose that baby over me? What the f*** are you talking about?
Yes, Christian.
Yes.
I would choose.
I'm sorry your mother was a mother and mine actually loved me. I was like, Jesus, Anna.
No, but that was she needed to say that.
I'm like, oh my God, this is 8 in the morning.
Because
I was like, go off. Like, honestly. No,
I was like, go off, honestly. Like,
yes, go, girl boss queen.
Go, queen. Pop off on him right now.
Yeah. Pop off, girl boss queen. Boss.
No, it needed to be said, though. Like, he had to hurt that. You know what I mean?
He had to hurt
that. He had to hurt it.
All right.
You know what else he had to hurt? A text message that said,
oh God.
At the end of the movie, sir, I await your pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. They that ended how they started.
So bad.
They to stop talking to each other. Like anyways. It's not normal, I guess.
Yeah, no.
When I'm like, when I want to play video games with you too, you guys want me to stop texting you and saying, sirs, I await your pleasure.
Yes.
And then send a picture of Overwatch on my
screen. We could learn a lot of things from this movie, Danon.
Good
communication.
Sexually charged.
Surprisingly
phrases.
Enough, Build they had good room. Communication in this movie. Christian actually listened to her for once. So that one made me feel like, they made progress.
He showed up at her work and tried to kick out her client.
It wasn't enough.
Because
but
she
then,
didn't change her
but
email.
Remember when she was like, I want to drive. And then he was like, no. And then a minute later, he was like, okay, you can drive because you proved yourself to me.
And then
I was
remember
like,
when,
awesome.
When she was like, I would like to go get one drink with my friend. And then he flew home from New York that night.
Yeah,
he's,
how'd that
he's
work?
Psychotic.
Yeah, he's psychotic. No, he's absolutely psychotic. I'm just saying like, compared to the first and second movie where he wasn't letting her do shit, to this movie where he was like, oh, you want to do something? I brought your friends along with you. You
know? I will say, so when
he did some nice
when she wears a very beautiful dress with the back exposed, mm-hmm. he was not as negative about it as I thought he was going to be. There's going to be, you look like a whore. Return that dress immediately, or there will be consequences.
Like this in the beginning of the movie?
Yeah, this time he was just...
When she was like, hey, I'm laying down on my stomach. Would it be okay if I took my top off and continued to lay down on my stomach?
No, you'll look like a whore at this nude beach.
Yeah, seriously. She made such a compelling argument, too.
Yeah.
Right. It's boobland.
It's boobs on it's boobs boobland, here. Guys. It's boobs but, on boobsland.
But we have to talk about the quintessential part of this movie, which was at the very end, they had a Lyle crocodile montage of all the movies.
They did.
And you were like, forget.
You were like, this goes hard.
They should have played the song that they played at Lyle Croc. You got cut up into pieces. And you're just like, you're like crying at the end of the montage. Just like, oh my God.
But yeah, it just felt so out of place. Like, you don't need a montage of all the movies to remind you.
That's what it is. And it's just like all the sex scenes.
Oh my God. Making an edit to that the second we go home.
Oh my
home.
God. Look, what do we give 50 Shades Fan Freed camp. Out of 5 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream? I just said out of pints.
Out of pints. Well, pick your favorite flavor. We got to pick a least favorite flavor and the best favorite flavor, and then you pick one in between.
Okay, so we'll go. What do we think is better? Moose Tracks or fish food?
Moose Tracks. I don't think I've ever had fish food.
Fish food just sounds gross.
Okay, so we're gonna Moose Tracks is a 10 out of 10, and then what do we want to give this one? Cherry Garcia.
I feel like that's
the Tonight Dough
flavor.
Because it has Jimmy Fallon on it.
The Tonight Dough because it has Jimmy Fallon on it.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just like, that's the reason why you think it's the worst.
Yeah, I'm like oh, God, it's Jimmy Fallon. I can taste the laughter. You
go
you know?
Yum yum yum. Oh, Jimmy Fallon.
No, you eat it and you go. And you're like, what is happening?
Oh my God, I'm becoming Jimmy.
I'm becoming Jimmy.
Okay, what do we give this out of Jimmy Fallon ice cream?
Dude, I don't know what like mediocre ice cream is.
No, we're just doing out of 5 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Okay. All right.
This gets a hefty one because I feel like I've never given a movie less than one before, so I'm going to keep with that.
We're going to 2.5.
Oh yeah, I was just going to go 2. I was like, you know, you got to give the actors credit and, you know, they tried.
They did. I don't think anyone else did who made this movie. No. Yeah. The writers, the director.
All right, let's you know, let's do our famous
thing.
Yeah,
let's see if it got above a 20%.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did.
I do not know if that's true or not. At least critics. Let's see who we're closer to. Jackson, what are our results? Drum roll, please. We need a drum roll.
We do need a drum roll. I'll add that.
God. Audience score?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
37%.
Okay, so we're
actually wait, no, I actually think because, we're on.
Because Cameron, you said 1. Cameron said 2.5. I said 2. That's like, I'm pretty sure we're like almost perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron's doing the math right now.
So it's an average of
1.88. No f***ing way.
Our audience score is exactly the same.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're Roomies Talking Movies. Join us next week where we review
the critic score because it's really bad.
Yeah. We didn't even finish.
Sorry, the police officers.
Yeah, the police officers kind of they jumped the gun. We have an 11% critic score. My
so that's pretty much.
God.
Okay, so I feel like I was.
Oh my
I'm
Lord.
Closer towards the critics this week, I guess.
You gave it a 20%.
No, I know. Mean,
you're
saying I'm
you're double the critics.
You know, people said that this this movie was worse than the second one. Critics gave it the same score.
Critics could not tell the difference.
Critics were like, oh, what did I just watch it? Both times.
And then on the third time, they're like, it's getting an 11. I'm done.
Speaking of leaving us in a state where we're like, oh, what did I just watch?
Next week, we're going to be watching Shazam 2. And if you're curious, are there any other DC cameos? Look at any of the TV spots that they released this week. We'll be back.
They kind of did a big old spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we won't spoil it, but Warner Brothers already did. But we'll see you next week. This has been Roomies Talking Movies.
It has.
Why, Jackson?
Dude, we can just start adding it in post. If
it's so much funnier.